Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, to outline for us the challenges for Israel right now in a governmental transition, whatever comes next, whoever is the leadership on day one of the new day must face the challenges all around in the region. The recent Gaza conflict is only one aspect of the threat. Aaron, a very good day to you in Jerusalem. I begin with Hamas and the PA because of the recent conflict. However, they are both attached to outside actors. What should we watch for in these coming days about those outside actors? And I'm thinking especially of Iran. Good day to you, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should watch the Knesset in the coming days and see if indeed on Sunday the other side, this government that has a few right-wing mandates and his vast majority left-wing, whether they're indeed able to form a coalition. And if so, that really remakes the Israeli government's attitude and even ideology toward the emerging threats, including the threat that you mentioned, which is that of Hamas. And then, of course, you also have the major threat to Israel, which is Iran, and also the emerging Iran nuclear deal that seems to continue to be incredibly dangerous. And so the question becomes, in the coming days, and as, if Israel does indeed transition to a new leadership, how will that leadership deal with those major threats? And also you have the International Criminal Court, which is seeking war crimes, alleged outrageous anti-Semitic charge of war crimes against Israel for defending itself in the Gaza Strip against a terror group that is seeking Israel's destruction. And then you have the possibility of pressure against Israel when it comes to the its security and the settlements, the future of Jerusalem, the future of negotiations. Are there going to be future peace deals? And so when, as I'm looking at the emerging possible coalition coming in, it's pretty obvious that they are going to have massive difficulties on all of these fronts. I mean, you have on the Iran nuclear deal, many leaders of the incoming, the possible incoming coalition that supported the dangerous Iran nuclear deal. In fact, politicians who strongly criticized the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, when he went to Congress in 2015 and laid down the gauntlet, stood alone on the world stage and talked about, exposed the dangers alone, the dangers of the threats of a nuclear Iran. And that's when Netanyahu did that against the rest of the world, opposed the president of the United States of America, the moderate Arab countries in the Middle East took notice. And that's when that led to initial warming and thawing of relationships that eventually became the Abraham Accords, the Netanyahu doctrine of peace for peace, as opposed to and peace through strength, as opposed to the failed paradigm of peace in exchange for promises of peace and Israel relinquishing territory. And I think that that's where we might get back to under this new emerging coalition, if you look at some of their ideology.
I want to go to the north, Aaron, because we know that the rocket threat from Gaza was considerable, and rockets did get through because of the swarming of rockets. But we all have learned over the years that there are hundreds of thousands, maybe, in Hezbollah's hands in the north, and Hezbollah has easy access to Syria, so these rockets can be distributed over a wide geography. What is the immediate concern in Jerusalem about Hezbollah, which did not, to my reading, participate in the Gaza conflict? What is the threat there?
Well, the threat would be Iran. Hezbollah is a puppet of Iran. If the Iranians feel weakness, if they see an opportunity emerging either from negotiations in the West or emerging from this incoming coalition, if they smell weakness, then they could ignite jihadist groups in Gaza or, of course, their puppets in Syria or certainly in Lebanon. And so that's part of the larger scheme of things as Israel possibly transitions to a new administration where you have, I mean, let's just look at some of these sorted characters. You have Meirav Mikhaeli, who is the head of the Labor Party, who talks about how the children of Israelis shouldn't join the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, because she said some outrageous things against their actions. Or you have Nitzan Horowitz, who is now a major part of the coalition. He's the head of Meretz. He supported the Hague, the International Criminal Court, charging Israel with war crimes. And then you have a slew of characters there who support the dangerous Iran nuclear deal. Then you also have a slew of characters who have openly supported evacuating Israeli settlements. So the question is, you have somebody of the international stature, the likes of Netanyahu. That is what it takes right now to stand up against Iran, to even if necessary, and it is necessary, to stand up against any country that would have a policy that would endanger really the entire world by driving Iran toward nuclear capabilities. And so the threat is, of course, if Iran or any other enemy of Israel smells that weakness with this incoming administration. And also the other problem is that you have this mishmash of ideologies of some who are for, they say they're for expanding settlements. Then you have some who are totally against expanding settlements.
So we have internal contradictions, but I want to go to the achievement of these last months and years, the Abraham Accords, now called the Normalizing Accords. That expectation was there with Mr. Netanyahu, is to grow, to be more states being included. Does that expectation continue with whatever this new coalition, which you say is a quilt of many patches? Is the Abraham Accords or the Normalizing Accords an issue for them?
Yeah, I mean, we have to really see where this is headed. I mean, that's the exact issue. And hand, the Abraham Accords were certainly the mutual interest between Israel and the Arab countries, and those mutual interests in science and technology and energy absolutely continue. But the underpin, the driving force, was Israel as a superpower, and that has been Netanyahu's legacy and also his goal, to build Israel up as a superpower so that Arab nations and many other nations around the world will want relations, and also to build Israel up as the iron fist, the main obstacle, as he did, that stands in the way of Iran's nuclear ambitions. And that was also the underpinnings of some of the Abraham Accords. And then you look at, you know, his overall legacy and goal here. I mean, isolating Iran, standing against Iran on the world stage, such that I believe that Iran already will have nuclear weapons. Where I've been here for the working for him as a senior advisor, strategic advisor, head of campaigns for the last 2 years, and I bore witness to the phenomenon that is Netanyahu, who got Israel a few months ago out of Corona, first in the world, a model to the world, the vaccine program that Netanyahu brought.
Yes.
Israeli economy.
Let's mention the economy, because that depends a deal on whether Israel opens to tourists and to visitors from afar. Right now, there's still an ordeal to go from the U.S. to Israel. Do you expect that to change? We have about a minute. Do you expect that to change in the event that there's a new coalition?
I think that the world is heading in a positive direction, and we'll see that reflected, I think, in the opening of borders. And I would assume that at the right time, maybe soon, if it's safe, then Israel will continue in that direction. And that is thanks to the vaccination program that he brought, excellent economy that Israel has, the wall that he had the foresight to build along the Egypt border that kept infiltrators out. I mean, Netanyahu has maintained Israel as a superpower, and there's deep concern by this mishmash of ideologies that is coming in, and some very far left ideologies about that future.
And it's all unknown. We're looking to Sunday and the news of next week about the future of Israel's government in Jerusalem. Aaron Klein, senior advisor to the now Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, pending events. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.